inconsequential times, George Herbert Walker Bush demonstrated the finest qualities of our nation and of humankind.
House Speaker Paul Ryan saying, "Here lies a great man." Former President George W. Bush is set to eulogize his late father tomorrow at the Washington National Cathedral as hundreds are waiting in line in the cold in Washington, D.C., and likely will through the day today and into tomorrow morning as the casket of the late president lies in state in the Capitol Rotunda. This is a time where we're hearing glowing tributes that come in, and we're seeing very moving signs as well, and getting some personal reflections. Brian Kilmeade, who's here on your radio every day, 9 to 11, obviously with some personal reflections and continuing to talk about this historic event as we move through this week, and today and tomorrow will certainly be draped in that kind of history with a richness to it.
Yeah, Rich, I mean, one thing, I think people, for the most part, have a generic feeling, well, if someone's old and they're at 94, it's not really sad. And I think for people that don't know them, that's the case. But when you saw the Bush family yesterday, it was, you know, they're going to miss him in a huge way. And the thing is, he played such a dominant role in their lives with all his grandchildren and his children. They went out of their way to keep in touch. They created that network. They all have similar beliefs. They respect each other. They understand what the Bush name means. And they understand it started with him. And I remember I had the chance to do a fundraiser, golf fundraiser, after President Bush left office. And afterwards, you talked to him for about a half hour, 45 minutes, and out of nowhere, he said, "You know, I cannot believe how blessed I am. Both my parents at my age," I think he was 68 at the time, "at my age are still alive, and they're still with it, and they're still on top of things." He goes, "You know, the more people I talk to, the more I realize how rare this is." And that's the vacuum. So at 94, you have a son that's 70 years old. What's the big deal? For those listening right now who have a parent, it's a huge deal when they pass away. It's a huge presence that's gone because he was still conversational. He was still clued into everything. You saw that with the passing of Barbara Bush last year.
Bush, 43, delivered a lot of big speeches during his 8 years in office. This probably is one of the largest of his life because he's eulogizing his late father tomorrow.
And he's known to, and he says it. He goes, "Listen, we're a very emotional family." His dad said he was one of the great ballers of all time, and George says, I inherited that from my dad. It's going to be hard for him to get through, but knowing him, he's pre-thinking a lot of it. They thought this was going to happen. I mean, we got word as late as 4 years ago, get ready, Bush 41 is ready to go. So, I mean, I know in his head he's been through this before. I know he did the interview with 60 Minutes weeks before. So I think it's going to be effective. He's also going to go out of his way to bring some things up that we have not heard yet that maybe didn't come out in his book on his dad or John Meacham's book on his dad. So it's going to be a good. You know what I also feel relieved about? As much as the Bush and Trumps have been rivals and they've been kind of taking barbs at each other, I love the fact that, you know, Trump's invited. They went out of the way to say, report to the Trump family, there's going to be no shots taken. John McCain, bitter to the end. I'm not saying I blame him. He says it's going to legitimate complaints about the president, but that was nonstop shots at Donald Trump. This is not going to be the case. He showed up last night, and he'll be there. He'll be there in the church on Wednesday.
We'll have live coverage throughout the day today and again tomorrow. Be listening for the funeral of former President George H.W. Bush. 9 to 11 today. Brian Kilmeade back on your radio. Good to hear from you again. 5